There we go. Well done. Oh, that's your tractor. That's a tractor. Thank you very much. Lovely. Stay on the carpet, won't you, because you're needed up here. We're going to need you in just a moment. Let's put these right away. Now, Emily, let's just find this. Excellent.
The reading is from 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all of this. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself.
Thanks, Emily. Now we're going to look for a while at that reading we've just had. It's a letter from the Apostle Paul to his young friend Timothy. Now Paul's in prison when he's writing this letter. He's in prison because he's been telling people all about Jesus. And his main message in this letter is that he wants Timothy to carry on telling people about Jesus as well, even if he gets a really hard time for it. So he says at the beginning of the letter, beginning of the chapter we've got here in verse 1, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you've heard from me, pass on to others who can teach others. So he wants Timothy to be strong and to pass on the good news about Jesus that he heard from Paul. He got it from Paul, and now Paul's telling him to pass it on to somebody else who can pass it on to somebody else who can pass it on to somebody else. Now, it must be really good news, don't you think, if such efforts are being made to pass it on like this. What is this good news about Jesus? Well, there's something about it in verse 10 of our reading. Can you see it there? In verse 10, it calls the good news of Jesus salvation and eternal glory. Something so amazing and wonderful that we can be part of it if we follow Jesus. We're going to hear more about that good news a little bit later, but Paul is really keen for it to be passed on because it's so important and so good. Now, speaking of passing things on, I think that sounds like a really good idea to make us play Pass the Parcel. Do you fancy that? Game of Pass the Parcel? And since the children have been playing with the instruments, I think it's time for the adults to play Pass the Parcel. So, here's one for you. We're going to play Pass the Parcel. There are three parcels to go around the church and all the adults. Can you pass that one to the adults? Just in front of you there. And Claire, can you pass that one to all the adults there? And what you're going to do is when the music starts, you pass the parcel. Okay, it's very easy. You pass the parcel to the next person on your row, and we're going to keep it going round until the music stops. Now, when the music stops, it's slightly different to normal pass the parcel. You don't rip the paper off yet. When the music stops, the adults have to get the parcel to the end of a row as quickly as possible, and it's your turn to go and find the parcel, okay? There are three parcels. There's one over there, there's one here, and there's one over there. So when the music stops, you've got to go and get the parcel. And now the person who finds the parcel gets to come up here and play a game for a prize, okay? It's good. It's good. Okay, so can we have some music? Let's have some music, and then it's time to pass the parcel. Wait for it. Wait for it. It's coming. Pray. Here he goes. Pass the parcel. Don't try and keep hold of it. Keep going. Can you see where the parcel is? Can you see where the parcel is? Go and get the parcels! First person to find the parcel gets to come and play a game. Where's the parcel? Get the parcels to the end of a row. Don't fight. First person who got it gets to bring it up. Well done. Come up here. Well done. You can come and stand here. Come and stand here with the parcel. Well done. Stick the parcels down there. Well done. Excellent. Great. So there we are. We've got our three volunteers. They did very well with Pass the Parcel. And now Paul said he wanted the good news of Jesus to be passed on. That's why we've been playing Pass the Parcel, even though Timothy might get a really hard time for doing that. And you see in the reading in verse 3, he says, "Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus." No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. A soldier. I wonder if we have a soldier anywhere. Okay, make room. Stand back here. Stand back here. Marvellous. And who exactly are you?
My name is Sergeant Major Single-Minded, sir.
Excellent. And you've been keeping all the associates at St. Helens in order.
I certainly have. St. Helens, you kept thick and span.
And why are you here now?
I'm here to see which of these little people are going to win a medal.
Ooh, a medal. Would you like to win a medal? Great. Okay, so what do they have to do to win a medal? I guess they have to obey your orders.
They have to obey my orders. They have to look straight ahead, not get distracted left or right, straight ahead.
Okay, right. So do you understand? You've got to obey the Sergeant Major, single-minded. Well, whatever he tells you to do, you have to do. You with it? Yes? You want to win the prize, the medal? Good. Okay, so ready? Let's have some music.
Right, men, listen in. On three, you're going to march with me. Cut the music. So if I say left, your left foot hits the ground. And I say right, your right foot hits the ground. You ready? You're just going to follow me. Straight ahead, not left or right. One, two, three, let's go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Please go, go.
Hello. Now then, do you think that they obeyed your orders properly?
I certainly think they did. I think they've won medals.
Excellent. Were they distracted when they were walking around? Anyone see them get distracted? By all these civilians out here? No? Okay. Excellent. Well, I think, have you got some medals for them, Sergeant Major?
That was
excellent.
Very good work. Well done, mate.
There you go. You get a medal and some chocolate. How's that? It couldn't.
There you go.
Excellent. Go and take a seat. Well done. Let's have a round of applause for our excellent recruits. Well done. Whoops. Well done. Excellent. Thank you, Sergeant Major. And I noticed the person on the PA obeyed his orders as well when he told them to stop the music. So we'll give you a medal later, Lauren. Very good. Well done. So Paul told Timothy to pass on the good news of the Jesus, even though it might be difficult. He'd have to follow the instructions of his master, that's Jesus, if he wanted to get the job done. And if he did that, he'd be pleasing his commanding officer, just as Sergeant Major Single-Minded was very pleased with his willing volunteers just now. But you notice in the reading, there's a little hint as well that it might not be so easy. He mentions civilian affairs, which might distract Timothy from his job of passing on the good news of Jesus. So Timothy, like our volunteers, would have to be dedicated and focused on what he was doing. Now, I guess there are lots of things for those of us who are Christians to be tempted by rather than passing on the good news of Jesus. It can be quite scary to tell people about Jesus. It can sound a bit weird to people if they've never heard of him before. Now, we're not likely to end up in prison like the Apostle Paul, who's writing this letter, did. But people might not like it if we talk to them about Jesus. But Paul's saying here that it's such great news that God has given us the spirit of power and love and self-discipline to help us to pass on the good news. So we need to be strong and persevere in that grace without being distracted. Speaking of passing things on, we need to pass the parcel again, I think. So, can you catch? Leonie, catch? Let's have some music. Pass the parcel. There we go. Ready? Go! Pass the parcel and whistle the tune until it comes on. That's it. Good whistling. Excellent. Oh, there it is. There it is. Excellent. Don't try and keep hold of it. I'm watching you. Keep going. Pass it on. Are you watching where it's going? Go and get the parcel. Not the same people as last time. You don't get two goes at it. Where's that parcel? Can you find it? Can you find it? Excellent. We've got one here. Who else has got the parcels? Good, just stick it down here, that's excellent. Excellent, another volunteer, very good. You going to come up with it? Can you come up with it this way? Brilliant, okay, you need to stand over here. Okay, now we need to go back to our reading again and see what it says in verse 5 this time. Verse 5, it says, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. Now, an athlete, of course, the word in the original here doesn't just mean a runner or something like that. It could refer to any kind of sportsman. Hey! Excellent.
Hey!
Right. Okay, we've got a sportsman here, supposedly, with knobbly knees. And who are you exactly?
I'm a Liverpool goalkeeper.
Okay, well, this could be fun watching some goals go past him. What do we need to know first before we play the game?
We need to know the rules. The rules are very important for this game.
Okay, so can you get the goal? And here is a ball. I'll tell you the rules. You need to move out the way here. Move out of the way. And the rules are you need to get the ball in the goal past Kieran. It sounds easy, but what I want you to do is turn with your back to Kieran. Bend over and hit the ball with your hand. It's not as easy as football. Okay, so you've got to come slightly forward a bit here. That's it. And then you've got to bend down and hit the ball through your legs past Kieran. Do you reckon you can do that? Hey! Excellent! Well done! That's great. Go to the back. Come, you can come back in a minute. Excellent. So that's 1-0. This is great fun watching Liverpool get beaten. This is good. This is good. I like it. Almost as much fun as watching Wales. Oh, brilliant! Another one, 2-0. Now, don't do it forwards, because that would be cheating, okay? Got to do it with your hand, backwards, through your legs. Can you do it? Hooray! That's excellent! Brilliant. Okay, well, I think, do you think that they obeyed the rules of the game?
They did.
Yeah, and did they win? Yes, so I think that they deserve medals. Here we are. Kieran's going to give you your medal. If you come and get your medal from Kieran. Well done. And you can have some chocolate as well. So how's that? And I think they deserve a round of applause too. What do you think? Well done. Okay, so Paul said an athlete isn't crowned or given a medal. He doesn't win the prize unless he wins by obeying the rules of the game. Now, the rules of the game were a bit strange, I admit, in our game just now. But the point is, if you want to win the prize... see me afterwards. If you want to win the prize, no cheating, no shortcuts, even if that makes it a bit more difficult. And Paul talks about that kind of thing later on in his letter as well. So in chapter 4, verse 7, he says, I have fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but to all who have longed for Christ's appearing. So Paul's looking forward to a crown as well. Maybe some chocolate, I don't know. Because he's persevered in passing on the good news of Jesus. And there are more crowns for God to give out on Judgment Day too. For all those who devote themselves, like an athlete, to the goal of passing on the good news. Now it must be pretty important, mustn't it? If Paul's going on about it like this, and it thinks it's important to pass on this good news. And we can see again why in verse 10 of our reading. Paul writes, therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. In other words, Paul is persevering in passing on the gospel, even though it's landed him in prison, because it's worth it. It really is worth it. Eternal glory, he says, is worth all the difficulty, eternal glory that's on offer to all those who turn to Jesus and believe the good news about him. He calls it there the salvation that is in Christ Jesus. And salvation, of course, just means being saved from something. Like Kieran was trying, very badly, to save the ball from going into the net. Now, Jesus came to save us. What did he come to save us from? Well, the net that threatens us is death, followed by God's righteous judgment on our lives. Because there are only two places, two destinations for us when we die. The net of death and judgment, or eternal glory with Jesus. And Paul is saying here that it's worth all the hardship and the difficulties that we might face. It's worth putting up with anything if we can pass on that good news of Jesus, so that everyone who comes to him can be saved. Now we know that Jesus can do that because of verse 8 in the reading. Did you see verse 8 as we were reading it through? It says there that Jesus can overcome death and give us eternal life because he himself was raised from the dead. He's stronger than death. And he's a descendant of King David as well. And so he too is a great, powerful king. So this is great news for us to pass on to other people. And speaking of passing on, it's time for Pass the Parcel again. So here we go. Can you come and get it? Pass it on. Ready to catch, Leonie? Catch, Graham. Let's have the music. Let's whistle until the music comes on. Hey, there it is. Are you keeping an eye on where the parcel's going? Where is it? Where's the parcel? Keep it moving, I'm watching. Do you know where it is? Go and get the parcel! Get it to the end of the rows! Get the parcel, quickly! Who can get it first? Great, well done. Stick the parcel over there, well done. Where's the other one? Very good. We've got a winner over here. Where's the other one? Brilliant. Well done, Ella. Coming up, stick the parcel on top of that one over there. Great. We've got our three winners. Good. Okay, well, we need to look at the next verse. So verse 6 in our reading. Can you see verse 6? Paul says to Timothy, the hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Well, that's good, isn't it? Considering it's a harvest service, it's very important to have a farmer in a harvest service. So I wonder if our farmer is here anywhere. Where are you, farmer? Farmer Bill. Yes, slightly strange accent, but it's lovely to see you, Farmer Bill. And you want some help on your farm, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, well, if you can come down here and stand behind your farm,
you can have the pigs and that.
I will explain the rules to our volunteers. Okay, you need to put these wellies on. These are rather small wellies, as you might see. Okay, so you're going to put the wellies on. Take your shoes off if you need to. Put the wellies on, and you are going to farm some food for us. And there are three volunteers holding up food around the church. Are you one of them? No? Okay, one over here. Janet over here, and over the back there. And somebody over here. Where's our third volunteer? Holding up the food. Okay, there we are, Talia. Okay, you got your shoes on? Your wellies on? Okay. What I want you to do is there are some tins in various places around the church, and I want you to collect up the tins wearing your big wellies and bring them back here to Farmer Bill. I know it's not really Farmer Bill, but, you know, there we are. So, where are the tins over here? Okay, stand up, Janet, please. Can you see the tins over there?
Yeah.
One at a time, when the music starts, you're going to go and get those. Where are the tins over here? Can you see the tins over there? Can you see? Okay, you're going to have to go run over there and get those tins when the music starts. And the tins over here, can you see the tins over here? That's Talia over there. She's got three tins. You need to go down the front and get them there. Ready? Let's have the music. And then we'll go and... Go! Go. Bring back those tins to Farmer Bill. Quick as you can. Very good. All three already?
Yeah.
Oh. Brilliant. Put them on top here. Give them to Farmer Bill. Here they come. It's hard work in those wellies, isn't it? Good. Can you get back up on the stage with them? It's hard work. You've got to give them to Farmer Bill over there. Great. Well done. Thank you. Let's have a round of applause for our volunteers. Now, it says, of course, that they can have a first share of the crops, and since they are also dairy farmers, here's some dairy milk chocolate. There you go. Well done. You can have a seat now. You did very well. You might want to take your shoes and your give me the wellies back and take your shoes with you. Well done. Okay, now, the picture of the farmer in Paul's letter teaches us hard work and endurance in passing on the good news of Jesus. Because it isn't something that's easy or which bears fruit overnight. We have to keep going, even when it's difficult or looks like we're getting nowhere. Whether we're passing on the good news to people who've heard it before or people who just need reminding about it, it takes hard work and self-discipline to keep going. Because we don't always absorb things straight away, do we? I mean, maybe you're new to all this. And frankly, it's quite puzzling and it's not quite clear to you why Christians keep going on and on about Jesus all the time. Well, the Bible says that it does take a bit of work to understand these things. And more than that, we need God's help in order to grasp it. So do you see that in verse 7, Paul says, reflect on what I'm saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Now, that means, of course, that there's much more to say than I could ever fit into this talk. It literally says here, go away and think about it some more. So that's what we need to do. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that we have to work and then God will save us. It's not about that old phrase, God helps those who help themselves. That's not what he's saying here, is it? Because we know that God helps those who don't deserve any help. That's what the Bible calls grace, God's free gift to those who don't deserve it. And that's what Paul's talking about from verse 1 of our reading. He said, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So God provides the grace which strengthens us to understand. He enables us to grasp the good news and to be saved and have eternal glory. So let's just recap. What is it we're going to pass on? We're going to pass on the parcel. I want you to pass on the parcel down here this time. Let's have the music as soon as you can. Pass the parcel round. Pass the parcel round. Pass the parcel round. Let's have some music. And when the music stops, this time you get to rip the paper. Okay? Everybody whistle. Okay, keep going. Pass it round. Don't try and keep hold of it too long. Keep going. Keep going. Pass it round. Pass it round. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. There we go. Pass it round. Pass it round. Stop! Okay, whoever's got the parcel, rip the paper off! I bet you wish you could have done this bit, don't you? Rip the paper off. And I want you to find out whatever's in the box and bring it up here as soon as you can. Yes, they are nappy boxes, but there's no nappies inside, I promise you that. Can you get into the box? Rip it open. Open the box. Bring up to me whatever you find inside the box. Bring it up. Bring it up. Excellent. Do you want to hold it? Hold it above your head as high as you can. Stand up here with the Bible. Well done, sir. What we've been passing around all this time is the Bible. Because Paul is telling Timothy in this letter that we've been reading this morning to persevere in passing on the good news about Jesus. And we find that good news of Jesus in the Bible. Okay, well done. You can sit down now. You want to leave the Bibles with me? That's great. Stick them there next to the boots. So let's just recap. Paul says that we must be good soldiers of Jesus Christ by passing on the good news without being distracted. And we need to be good athletes, not cheating, so that we can win the crown in the end. And we must be good farmers, working hard to pass on the good news. So keep going and don't give up. That's what Paul's saying. So what lessons are there here for us? Well, if you're a Christian here this morning, this is the message for us. Persevere in passing on the good news of Jesus because it's worth it for that eternal glory. Don't give up when it's hard or if it's difficult. Keep going so that other people can share in the eternal glory. But maybe you wouldn't call yourself a Christian here this morning. If that's you, it's great to have you here with us. And I wonder if you've ever considered that Christianity is all about eternal glory, something wonderful and glorious and amazing that will last forever. And did you realize that when Christians talk about Jesus so much, it's because they think that he has saved us from something, saved us from God's judgment on us. As the most famous verse in the whole Bible puts it, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So that's what's on offer, eternal life. So don't turn it down. Don't turn it down. Verse 12 in our passage this morning is a very sobering verse, and then we're going to leave with this morning. Verse 12. If we endure, writes Paul, then we will also reign with him, with Jesus. But if we disown him, he also will disown us. So if we believe in Jesus and persevere in trusting him, and including passing on the good news, we will reign with him as part of his glorious kingdom. But if we disown him now, rejecting him or simply ignoring him, then one day he will disown us, it says, and turn his back on us forever. Why don't we bow our heads as we finish and let's pray. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you today for all the good things that you give to us. And we especially thank you for sending Jesus to bring us salvation with eternal glory. Please help us to believe and trust in Jesus and to persevere in passing on this great good news. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.